y'all for helping us do the chores out here through the Red Barn this morning. Now, this is Jay Gould speaking for myself and for my sidekick, Bob Seavers, wishing for you bushels of luck for today, acres of good health with a good soil up, and a world of common sense. From the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
It's 45 degrees in Fort Wayne at 7 o'clock. In Ohio and Michigan, it's 8 o'clock. This is Dugan Fry. Standard Oil and your local Standard Oil dealers and agents invite you to listen as Standard brings you the news. A long Sherman work stoppage is expected to shut down docks on the West Coast. Impeachment investigators prepare their reaction to the latest White House Watergate moves. The East Allen County Teachers Association charges its school board with failure to negotiate. I'll have the stories behind these and other headlines in just a minute.
I'm putting on a spring tire sale. Me and Standard dealers all over. And if you need tires, I've got the tires you're looking for. Atlas steel belted, steel radial, Amoco bias belted, you name it. I've got the prices, too. And I'll talk price on every tire I have. But the big reason to see me is this. When I sell you a tire, we both live with it. I mean, I'm right in the neighborhood. So if anything goes wrong, I'm going to be here to make it right. Take in our spring tire sale. Just look for the spring tire sale signs in your neighborhood.
Now at Standard Spring Tire Sale, get four Amoco CXV belted bias tires, size E7014 for only $99.95, plus federal excise tax of $2.51 per tire. Offer may vary from dealer to dealer and ends on June 30th. So get in on the savings now at your Standard dealer's spring tire sale.
And now Standard Oil brings you the uninterrupted news. The International Longshoremen's Union of San Francisco says a work stoppage will begin at West Coast docks this morning, but the union isn't calling the action a strike. Longshoremen say they're angry over a 30-cent-an-hour pay cut ordered by the Federal Cost of Living Council. That action would affect some 13,000 dock workers in California, Oregon, and Washington. An Allen Circuit Court jury deliberated over 7 hours yesterday, then delivered a guilty verdict against 20-year-old Joseph Buchanan Jr. on a first-degree murder count. Buchanan was charged with fatally shooting service station operator Richard Gaffell during an armed robbery attempt last March here in Fort Wayne. The trial had started last Tuesday and had gone to the jury yesterday afternoon. The East Allen County Teachers Association is charging their school trustees with failure to negotiate a new contract. Education Association spokesman John Ray tells WOWO News.
We informed the school board that we were filing unfair labor practices with the Indiana Educational Employment Relations Board concerning or over their failure to negotiate.
The association claims the East Allen County School Board has failed to negotiate items which are mandated by law to negotiate, and East Allen County spokesman said they had not received formal notification on those charges. Discussion continues on the 50-page summary of transcripts of Watergate-related materials from the White House to the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. Reports indicate the White House may have sought to persuade two former Nixon campaign officials to assume responsibility for the Watergate affair. A conversation in April of 1973 showed that President Nixon, former White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman, and John Ehrlichman stopped short of suggesting that John Mitchell and Jeb Magruder confess to involvement, but were asked to go to the U.S. Attorney, quoting now, to serve the president's interests. With more on the 50-page summary released yesterday, Group W's Jim McManus.
For more than a year, the president fought to keep the Watergate affair channeled in the relatively secret operations of the legal process. He and his spokesman repeatedly criticized those who leaked information, accusing them of trying presumably innocent men in the public media. But as a vote for impeachment grew ever more likely, and investigators called for more tapes and documents, the president changed his strategy in dramatic fashion. He has now thrust his case into public view, including the thus far secret and crucial March 21st, 1973 conversation that appears to show Mr. Nixon seriously considering blackmail payments of hush money to Watergate defendant E. Howard Hunt. He has surrounded that evidence with a mass of edited transcripts. And in a public speech and a summary of the evidence, he has argued his innocence to the nation at large. Where once the House Judiciary Committee was virtually committed to debating impeachment in secret, its members are now responding to fragmentary evidence in public. And so, in a large sense, the president has forced the debate into the realms of politics and public opinion. The largest and perhaps the most climactic news leak in the entire Watergate affair has now, ironically, come from the president himself. This is Jim McManus, Group W News, in Washington.
In what's being called a cordial atmosphere, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger continues conferring with Egyptian President Sadat today on what might be achieved in a disengagement accord between Syria and Israel. It's Kissinger's fifth Middle East peace mission in less than 8 months. He'll be flying to Damascus and Tel Aviv later this week. As the deadline on a new $4 million Randolph Hearst food giveaway program draws near, tight security has been set up at the family's Hillsborough, California home. The money will be released from an escrow account only if Patricia Hearst is freed by Friday. Randolph Hearst already has said he is not optimistic the Simeonese Liberation Army will free her. A 49-year-old rural Kendallville, Indiana man had a close brush yesterday when a crane he was operating at the rear of the Dana plant on West State here in Fort Wayne came in contact with a high power line. Robert Deal, an employee of Lebanon Sons, was moving scrap from a pile to a truck when the crane's boom hit the line. Assistant Fire Chief Tony Myers told WoWo News at the scene that Deal was able to free the crane from the line himself, but then went into shock. Myers said three Dana employees immediately applied resuscitation efforts, which Myers said may have saved Deal's life. The man is called in good condition at St. Joseph's Hospital. The vote to decide whether Rogers Supermarket employees wanted the Retail Clerks International Association to represent them was held yesterday under the auspices of the National Labor Relations Board, and that vote showed the employees turning down that issue by a vote of 340 against to 46-4. The Rogers organization includes some nine stores. Two firefighters from the Huntertown Perry Township Department had to be treated for smoke inhalation as the result of a fire near Huntertown yesterday. Damage is listed as heavy to the residents of David Gordon at 7421 Macomb Road as a result of that blaze, which started in the laundry room area at the home. A lone gunman pulled an armed robbery at a Marsh supermarket in Elwood, Indiana last night. Police said the man, armed with a handgun, pulled that heist late last evening and got away with an undetermined amount of cash. A San Francisco TV station says there may be a break coming in those so-called zebra killings. Police have no comment, but sources indicate two suspects may be in custody and a murder weapon may have been recovered. A new comprehensive employee and training act has made available some 1,000 summer jobs with public and nonprofit organizations. Those jobs to be filled by young people qualifying under the Neighborhood Youth Corps and Manpower Guidelines. Young people are to be paid the new federal minimum of $2 per hour. Application for the summer positions being taken at 328 West Berry. I'll check sports and the weather in just a minute. WoWo News time is 7:08.
I'm putting on a spring tire sale. Me and standard dealers all over. And if you need tires, I've got the tires you're looking for. Atlas steel belted, steel radio, Amoco bias belted, you name it. I've got the prices, too, and I'll talk price on every tire I handle. But the big reason to see me is this. When I sell you a tire, we both live with it. I mean, I'm right in the neighborhood. So if anything goes wrong, I'm going to be here to make it right. Take in our spring tire sale. Just look for the spring tire sale sign in your neighborhood.
Not only does your standard dealer have good prices, but when you get four Atlas Golden Air Radials, Atlas Steel Radial 70s, or Steel Crons at your dealer's best price, Standard lets you choose from a host of valuable free gifts, too. Get two Steel Crons and you also have a gift selection. See your Standard dealer now. Offer ends June 30th.
In the NBA Championship Series last night, Milwaukee evened it up at a game apiece, but had to take it into overtime to do it. Milwaukee beat Boston 105-96. The ABA Championship Series saw the New York Nets defeat Utah 89-85. New York leads that series 1-0. The National Hockey League playoffs, Philadelphia over the New York Rangers 4-1. The Flyers leading that series 3-2. And Boston over Chicago's Blackhawks 4-2. The Bruins win that series 4-2. In the WHA playoffs, Toronto down Chicago 7-6. That series tied at 2 apiece. In baseball yesterday, American League, Cleveland over Minnesota 8-3. The Yankees beat Oakland 4-3. California down Boston 16-6. Detroit over Kansas City 7-2. Texas beat Milwaukee 12-10. Chicago's White Sox down Baltimore 2-1. The National League, it was Houston beating Chicago 4-2. St. Louis beat Atlanta 7-2. San Diego over Montreal 2-1. New York Mets got by Los Angeles 8-6. Philadelphia downed San Francisco 6-5. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh was postponed because of rain. From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s, fair to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low near 40, increasing cloudiness with a chance of showers and storms by tomorrow night. And then the possibility of morning and nighttime rain on Friday, the highs remaining in the upper 60s. Last report at the airport, our humidity 86% with clear skies 45 degrees. And that's WoWo News to this moment. Tune in again Friday at 7 when we'll be back with the news brought to you by Standard Oil. In the meantime, please, the next time you're driving, slow down and save gasoline. This program was brought to you by your Standard Oil dealers. You expect more from Standard, and you get it. This is Dugan Fry.
Beavers!
Simon James Saylor. Here with Bob Seavers this morning, 14 after 7 are clear, 49 degrees, we're down to 44 earlier, and we'll remind you again that bus number 4 to the Mendon Union Local Schools in Mercer County, Ohio, is running about 45 minutes late this morning. And our hostess this morning, Mrs. Gail Fisher of Route 1 Angola, Indiana. She's going to keep it simple, just rolls and coffee, and that's our breakfast this morning.
This is Sawin Saul Sal reporting from John Stone Oldsmobile, 1912 Bluffton Road, where one of the most stupendous sports challenges of the decade has just taken place. Dandy Don Johnstone has challenged his sales manager, Bill Ford, to sell 100 new cars in the month of May. If he does, Don Johnstone has pledged he will jump for joy from a plane at 5,000 feet. If Bill Ford doesn't make his quota, he will make the jump. The dealership is in a state of bedlam. Without further ado, let's talk with Bill Ford, the sales manager. Bill, what was your first reaction when Dandy Don made this challenge to you?
Well, Howard, my first reaction was... But then Mr. Johnstone gave me permission to sell new Oldsmobiles at special sale prices. And with our overhead being much lower than our competition, I'm confident I won't have any problem.
You heard it, sports fans. You can own a new Olds for less than ever before and help send Don Johnstone on a 5,000-foot jump for joy. Johnstone Oldsmobile, always one jump ahead of the rest.
Selling your farm is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. And when it comes time to make that decision, it's time to see Schrader Real Estate, the farm specialist. Schrader's is the professional firm that specializes in selling farms throughout northeastern Indiana. It won't cost you any more to list your farm with Schrader, and you'll benefit from their many successful years of farm brokerage experience. Contact Schrader Real Estate with headquarters in Columbia City, phone 244-7606, or in Fort Wayne, 625-3373.
Back in the old days, arranging for your insurance needs was pretty simple. You just got in touch with the agent for Ohio Farmers Insurance Company, and he took care of everything. Times have changed a lot. Even our name has changed. Now, because we do business all over the country, we're known as the Westfield Companies. And when you're looking for the no-nonsense way to insure everything that needs insuring, whether it's your car, your home, your business, or your life, just look for an independent agent representing Westfield. He's all the insurance men you'll ever have to deal with. And you'll like dealing with him. Because now, just as it was way back then, he's your kind of people.
We're your kind of people.
We're the Westfield Company.
We're your kind of people.
Remember again, the boys and girls of the Washington Sutter School on the West Wallen Road at Fort Wayne are collecting these little breadlocks. They want to get a million of them to see what a million of anything looks like. Now, I've got a box of breadlocks to send to them, and you people keep sending them to me, Bob Sievers, WoWo Fort Wayne, and the next day or so I'm going to send them another big box of breadlocks out to the Washington Sutter School on the West Wallen Road, Fort Wayne, or you can mail them out there directly.
WoWo,
right, this is the Drifters. The year was 1960 for this one. WoWo time is 7:17. This magic moment.
This magic moment. So different and so beautiful, but lacking the other. But still I
sweeter than wine.
drifters, this magic moment from 1960 on that one. Coming up, old time 720, 820 in Ohio and Michigan, and Earl Finkel is standing by. Hob Eggers of Bern, Indiana, has furniture for everyone. If you are a young apartment owner, home dwellers without families who want style, or family people who want childproof construction, Hob Egger Furniture in Bern, Indiana, has exactly what you need. You see, Hob Eggers have made it their business to carefully select quality furniture designed and coordinated for today's living and at prices that you can afford. Hob Eggers customer service part starts working for you as soon as you've made your selection. And whether it's carpet, draperies, furniture, or appliances, one of the owners of Hob Eggers will personally come to your home to supervise the delivery or installation of your purchase. You'll know that Hob Eggers really cares about you. So the next time you think furniture, think Hob Egger Furniture, Bern, Indiana. Call them and they'll help you with any furnishing problem you may have. They're listed in the yellow pages under furniture. That's Hob Egger Furniture, Bern, Indiana. Brought to you by City Glass Specialty, Fort Wayne's interior decorator headquarters. City Glass, also specialists in auto glass replacement.
Many homeowners think the only place for glass is in a window pane. If you're one of them, you're missing out on a beautiful and exciting decorating medium, facet glass, from City Glass Specialty. Richly colored facet glass in side lights, room dividers, and door lights adds brilliance to a room, turns ordinary light into a rainbow. All it takes is a little imagination. Whether you're a homeowner, a decorator, or an architect, the people at City Glass Specialty can show you how to turn on a house with versatile facet glass. They've got the knowledge and the largest facet glass studio in the Midwest. The skilled artists at City Glass who design and fashion facet glass take pride in their craft and pass that pride along to you. If you're building or decorating, consider color. Consider facet glass from City Glass Specialty in Fort Wayne.
Well, Earl, it looks like we're in for a much nicer day than we had yesterday, doesn't it?
Bob, you're right. We started out not too bad yesterday, but the bottom fell out right about lunchtime in the form of rain and fog and all that sort of nonsense for the better part of the day. Here we are now with clear skies and temperatures on the cool side, but not that bad, 49 degrees now.
I think 44 was the lowest in Fort Wayne this morning, wasn't it?
Right, 44 I think yep. was the low, and of course up through Michigan they were in the mid to upper 30s as close in as Lansing.
Right.
A few patches of ground fog here and there up through Michigan. The pilots will be alert to that for the next hour, and also down around Muncie they have a little ground fog in Terre Haute where the rain was heavier. And that rain once again in the south may reform late today and tomorrow. What's going on is the weather front that moved through the area gradually yesterday has now speeded up and is all the way off the eastern seaboard from New York City down the mountains and into about the Georgia area. But a new low-pressure area is going to form in eastern Texas this afternoon. And while that was forming last night, they got caught with about 4 to 6 inches of rain in the eastern half of Texas and through College Station and Cotilla, Perryville, and Lowell, pretty close to San Antonio and Dallas. That's like that 8 inches they had southwest the day before. And that rain begins to move northeastward in this jet stream. The rain will re-spread into Arkansas, southern Missouri, and then southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and all of the Ohio Valley with 1 to maybe 3 inches of additional rain in the next 48 hours. We'll definitely sit up on the north side of that, so from the capital north there should be no precipitation. Another weather system, however, completely separate from that, that's moving in through southern borders of Canada, will move past the area on Thursday night and Friday, and that could give us a shower or a thunderstorm as it passes. Meantime, the air in Canada is still cold in the 20s and 30s and snowing up in the fishing country, so it's still a touch of winter across the northern part of the northern hemisphere, that same situation we talked about many times on the farm shows. So for today, all in all, a very pleasant sunny day. Temperatures upper 60s. The winds will be kind of light northwesterly to west, 10 to 15. Then for tonight, not quite so cold in the low 40s. Or I should say about the same thing in the low 40s, light northerly winds. For tomorrow, increasing clouds. Not a chance for a shower or a thunder shower late tomorrow night or Friday morning. Temperatures, though, still on the mild side in the upper 60s. Then Friday, with a chance for a shower both in the morning and again late at night. Lows will be in the 50s, highs again upper 60s, might even touch 70. As winds change back to west 20 miles an hour, and we get the clearing mild trend for the weekend.
Well, that's good. Okay, Earl, listen, back to your coffee cup, and I'll see you an hour from now.
Okay, see you then.
Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 65. Our lowest was 46. Degree days, 9. At the airport now, a clear, beautiful morning, 49 degrees, humidity 86%, westerly wind at 6, an hour barometer 30.17, and rising. Earl Finkelweather has been approved by the American Meteorological Society and is updated 12 times each weekday here on WoWo. This report has been brought to you by City Glass Specialty, 2124 South Calhoun at DeWald, Fort Wayne's interior decorator headquarters, City Glass. By the way, I want to put the next tune on this morning for the LaSalle High School Symphonic Band of St. Ignace, Michigan. They're appearing at 8:30 this morning at the Snyder High School in Fort Wayne, and tomorrow morning at 10 at the Indiana Institute of Technology. It's directed by Wayne LaGrie. I can't read the last name. LaGreen, the way it looks, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we're certainly happy to have, from way up in St. Ignace, Michigan, the LaSalle High School Symphonic Band in WoWo Land this morning. Ringo Starr for all of the kids from St. Ignace, Michigan. And oh, my, my. Here we go.
I called up my doctor to see what's the matter. He said, come on over. I said, do I have to? My knee started shaking. My wrist started aching. When my doctor said to me,
you, the Floodmobile today will be at the I&M plant this afternoon in Fort Wayne, 1:30 till 5, and at Continental Steel Plant in Kokomo, Indiana, from 10 till 4, and the TV X-ray cruiser at Rogers Fairfield Market in Fort Wayne from 10 until 5. Well, we'll time here with Sievers, 7:29.
You can carry out your ideas and express the way you feel. Send to markers, that's all that you can imagine.
Fenstermacher.
Now through Wednesday, it pays to be creative at Fenstermacher's. Save on fabrics, notions, and yarns during their end-of-the-month clearance sale. Fenstermacher's, for your best selection of the newest and latest fabrics and yarns, always at prices easy to handle. Fenstermacher's, they've always had the fabric market pretty well sewn up.
You'll find there is a new way to be creative at Fenstermacher's.
If you've ever been nervous about asking for a loan, we have a place for you to go. Buying a new car or fixing up your house should be a happy event. That's why you'll never see a frown at Lincoln National Bank. Our people understand. Getting a loan at our bank isn't like getting a loan at an ordinary bank. The reason is simple.
Updating the news, dock workers do not intend to work today on the West Coast. They say to protest elimination of a cost of living raise imposed by the Cost of Living Council, which no longer has the authority to cut negotiated raises. 19,000 Ford Motor Company workers in some 14 cities are being temporarily laid off because of strikes at two Michigan parts plants, which manufacture brakes. 18,000 other Ford workers were furloughed yesterday. President Nixon has another Watergate confrontation coming up tomorrow when the president must comply with a subpoena from the special prosecutor for 64 taped conversations. A 20-year-old Chicago man, Joseph Buchanan Jr., was found guilty of first-degree murder by an Allen County Circuit Court jury last night. Buchanan charged in the shotgun killing of a Fort Wayne service station operator in March of last year. Global weather, mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 60s, fair to partly cloudy tonight, overnight low near 40. Increasing cloudiness with a chance of showers and storms by tomorrow night, and morning and nighttime showers expected on Friday, the highs remaining in the upper 60s. The latest report from the airport, our humidity 86%, 49 degrees. This is Dugan Fry.
Fort Wayne.
Take me home to the place.
1971. Wo-Wo time coming up 24 before 8. And a reminder again that bus number 4 for the Mendon Union Local Schools in Mercer County, Ohio, is running about 45 minutes late this morning. We've got a beautiful morning, a clear 49 at the airport, mostly sunny today, Earl Finkel says, with a high in the upper 60s. Are you talking yourself out of that new or used car or truck that you've wanted for so long? Have you been told by other dealers that you owe too much on your present car, or have you felt that the down payment and monthly payment quoted you were more than you can afford? Well, listen to this. John Ramp, president of John Ramp Chevrolet in Huntington, Indiana, has helped literally hundreds of people just like you. Yes, hundreds of people who were unable to trade elsewhere have come to see John Ramp and driven away in the car of their choice, with monthly payments to fit their budget. You see, the folks at John Ramp Chevrolet in Huntington are more than just car salesmen. They're financial specialists. They even have a computer right in their office that will instantly figure a special finance plan for each individual customer. And remember, if you can't trade with John Ramp Chevrolet in Huntington, Indiana, you just can't trade.
Let Coveralls supply those famous chemically treated walk-off mats. And every season, around the calendar, Coverall walk-off mats can help your office, your shop, your plant keep cleaner longer. It's the chemical treatment that helps cut your maintenance costs. You can rent chemically treated dust mops and dust cloths from Coverall, too. They also have work clothes in colors and sizes to suit, and shirts and slacks for executives.
For executives, all the time.
Hi, how about a little trip? Not far. Just to Indianapolis for the 500. Wo-Wo's got the tickets, 4 of them, just waiting for you. But what about gas for your trip? Well, to solve that problem, we'll throw in 500 gallons of gas and 50 car washes, good at either location of Mike's Car Wash. And you'll need something to wash, right? Why not a beautiful, new 1974 Hurst Bowles Cutlass S Hardtop? Just like this year's official 500 pace car. All of this is yours if you unscramble Wo-Wo's pace car puzzle. Wo-Wo has locked away a sealed envelope containing a $1 bill. He's taken the serial number of that bill and musically scrambled it to sound like this. We'll give you daily clues to help unscramble the pace car puzzle. If we call and you give us the exact number, unit by unit, you win the tickets, the gas, the car washes, and the car. It's as simple as that. And even if you don't get it right, we'll send you a Wo-Wo Yo-Yo radio so you can listen to the Indy 500 May 26th on Wo-Wo. Send your name, address, and phone number to Puzzle. Wo-Wo, Fort Wayne, 46802. Hurry. Calls start soon. And get ready for a real trip from...
Oh, man, remember the goal starts... Can you imagine somebody winning all of those prizes? Wow, what a fun thing we're going to have right here on Wo-Wo. So get your name, address, and phone number in right away to Puzzle Wo-Wo Fort Wayne. Now, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye.
Thank you.
my friend. You broke me down. Since then, darling, it's hard to trust you, darling. You say, love you more, love you more. My mistake was to give my all. If a girl loves you, you only call her weak. My mistake was to love you more. I love you, girl. My mistake was to give my all.
And Marvin Gaye and My Mistake of that whoa whoa time with Seavers this morning. 18 before 8, a clear 49 at the airport. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s. That's what Earl Finkel says. Souders Home Center began as a harness shop in 1907. In later years, it expanded into the adjacent businesses within the same building. Today, you can see the traces of what was once an early bank, a hotel, a school, the sheriff's office, and jail. The grocery store is still there, right on the corner, where you can still buy candy from wooden kegs, buttons, thread, and cloth by the yard. Of course, the main attraction at Souders is the two floors of beautiful furniture. You're welcome to wander about to see the quality items, bearing the names of the most respected furniture makers, and appreciate the reasonable prices. Souders have preserved their bit of history, but added other touches. You'll see remnants in the past of antique tools, a buffalo skull and robe, a worn anvil, a buggy, a harness, and an oil lamp. And all of this is there to remind you that Souders Home Center hasn't lost touch with yesterday or the old-fashioned way of caring about customers and trying to please them. Why don't you go back and see how nice it is? To Souders Home Center, Graybill, Indiana. Well, right now, I've got that new definition for delicious, and that's Arby's. You know, Arby's has got to be one of the most delicious sandwiches you ever sank your teeth into. Start with a warm, fresh bun, add a mile-high mountain of thin-shaved roast beef, and then the finishing touch, one of Arby's special tangy sauces. Mm-mm. Anything that delicious has got to be in Arby's. And you can have one at noontime, dinnertime, anytime, at the Arby's location nearest you, on the bypass across from Glenbrook, or at the corner of South Lafayette and Rudisill Boulevards. Also Arby's in Lima, Ohio, and South Bend, Indiana.
DeHaven Chevrolet has been selling and maintaining automobiles for years, and the DeHaven people have seen all kinds of changes in the car market. Well, today's changes are something else. The big car dealers push you with safety. The small car dealers push you with economy. Well, the DeHaven people don't want to push you at all. They just want you to buy the car that you'll be happy with. And standard to small, DeHaven has them all. Stop in and see for yourself. The prices are reasonable, and the advice is free if you ask for it. You may be surprised to learn that your cost per mile could be lower with a standard size car. On the other hand, you may be perfectly comfortable in a small car. It all depends on your own individual driving requirements. At DeHaven, the individual customer is their business. They'll help you buy the car that you'll be happy with, because the car you buy is your business. And standard to small, DeHaven has them all. DeHaven Chevrolet at 1500 South Clinton Street.
Porter Tilly. Good morning. Man from 1958, Bobby Darin's Queen of the Hop. Let's do it.
Well, you can talk about your Julie and your Peggy Sue. You can keep your Miss Molly and your Mary Lou. When it comes to the picking or the doing the bop, I got a girl they call the Queen of the Hop. Oh, well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Little 16. Yeah, that's my queen.
1958. 13 before 8 here with Bob Seavers this morning. Remember, this is the week to get out to Concordia College. The magnolias and the crabapples are in blossom. And take your camera. We've got a clear 49 at the airport. Mostly sunny today, according to Earl Finkel, Jim Croce, right
well,
now.
I know it's kinda late. I hope I didn't wake you. What I've got to say can't wait.
Burning high. doctor know that you're breaking in two? Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking
in two. Johnny Tillotson, Talk Back Trembling Lips. By the way, to you girls out there, don't forget to visit the Little Turtle Women's Exchange located above the barber shop at Time Corners. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And they tell me the Little Turtle has a selection of Mother's Day gifts, graduation gifts, wedding gifts, and all proceeds benefit the community. So get out there, a wonderful place to shop. Now is the time to be thinking about your garden, and just as important to check your garden tools. And as we all know, good equipment will put more fun in your gardening. And when thinking of gardening tools, your area hardware store, supplied by Slaughter Hardware, is certainly the place to shop. They have a complete selection of True Temper lawn and gardening equipment, including rakes, hoes, shovels, for light digging in the garden and around the yard. Get the number HGL small size garden shovel. It is perfect for the lady of the house, lightweight yet strong. Now, no gardener can escape weeds, but it will really be easy to keep ahead of them with a True Temper standard garden hoe. Now, this is the best tool for the job because the published polished steel blade has a sharp cutting edge to remove weeds quickly. It's also excellent for keeping dirt loose around the plants and shrubs. The handle is strong and weather resistant. Be sure to see these and other fine quality items, True Temper garden tools, today at Antwerp Hardware in Antwerp, Ohio, Ashley Door and Hardware, Ashley, Indiana, and the Auburn Farm and Garden Shop, Route 3 at Auburn, Indiana.
The biggest little worker you ever saw is a Datsun pickup truck. Look over this little hustler at Fort Wayne Datsun, and you'll see why it's the top-selling import truck in the nation. Like all Datsuns, it's a gas saver, giving you up to 25 miles per gallon. Yet it can haul a load as well as many of the bigger trucks. Fort Wayne Datsun can dress up your truck fancy with options to make it more fun, or keep it simple for plenty of service and little cost. Nobody knows small trucks like Fort Wayne Datsun. Stop in today and try a trade. Fort Wayne Datsun, just south of I-69 on Lima Road.
You can carry out your ideas and express the way you feel. Send it to markers so that you can imagine. You'll find there is a new way to be
through Wednesday. It pays to be creative at Fenstermacher's. Save on fabrics, notions, and yarns during their end-of-the-month clearance sale. Fenstermacher's, for your best selection of the newest and latest fabrics and yarns, always at prices easy to handle. Fenstermacher's, they've always had the fabric market pretty well sewn up.
You'll find there is a new way.
Mostly Dotties next up. Remember again, gang, bus number 4 to the Mendon Union Local Schools in Mercer County, Ohio, running 45 minutes late this morning. Time coming up 4 minutes before 8 with Seavers, Aries 2.
Una promesa, eres tú, eres tú. Como una mañana de verano. Como una sonrisa, eres tú, eres tú. Eres tú. La esperanza eres tú. Como lluvia fresca en mi mano. Como fuerte grita eres tú. Eres tú. A ti. Eres tú.
Mostly Dotties and Aries, too. Well, it looks like we're in for kind of a nice day today. Earl Finkel says, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Fair to partly cloudy tonight. An overnight low 40. And, well, just a doggone nice day. The time coming up 1 minute before 8 here with Bob Seavers this morning.
Here's news about a great new free gift offer from People's Trust Bank. Right now, when you get a low-cost personal loan from People's Trust Bank, you'll get a famous name Rockwell power tool for your lawn, garden, or workshop absolutely free. This great springtime offer from People's Trust Bank lets you do your springtime borrowing at the low rates that People's Trust is famous for, and then lets you choose a free gift from a selection of a dozen heavy-duty Rockwell saws, drills, sanders, and router kits, or cordless edgers and trimmers. The Rockwell power tool of your choice is yours free with any 24-month personal loan for $1,500 or more. New car and truck loans not included. See the display of Rockwell power tools in the lobby of your nearby People's Trust office. It's a reminder of the powerful savings that can be yours with a People's Trust loan. Powerful savings, powerful free gifts with a low-cost loan from People's Trust Bank.
15,000 watts on 1190. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Guilty. The verdict was read in Allen Circuit Court late last night after a jury deliberated for more than 8 hours on a charge of first-degree murder against Joseph Buchanan. Buchanan is held responsible for the shotgun killing of service station owner Richard...